Hey, this is Eric Amarola, and you're listening to Drive Time Sports on AM 750.
We're back on Drive Time Sports, KOAL, 107.3 FM, 750 AM. We're going to talk some local auto racing. Haven't talked about the Desert Thunder Raceway yet this season. They're going to return next week. We have a three set of races on the schedule, including the Castle Country Clash, which takes place every September. Joining us right now over the phone to talk a bit about the Desert Thunder Raceway, we have Harvey Howard, the track owner at the Desert Thunder Raceway. Harvey, it's been a while, but it is great to get you back on the air today. I appreciate you giving us the time and calling in.
Yeah, Jordan, appreciate you having us on. We've got our first race coming up. May 19th and 20th, so looking forward to that. We've been doing a bunch of work out to the track and going to have some fun again.
Definitely. It's kind of an extended racing schedule compared to what we had last year. So, Harvey, once every other month, or twice every other month, I should say, we're going to get a set of races, the first being May 19th and 20th. Let's start by talking about this particular race. It's a point race. I mean, it's big as far as the IMCA Modified and the Southern Sport Mods go. I mean, this is going to really kick off the season for us here in the local area.
Yes, it has implications for not only the local track championship, but state and region, national points, and there will be plenty of racers here looking for them points. We're running modified stock cars and sport mods, IMCA sanctioned. Then we'll be running our hobby stocks, our mini stocks, and the Thunder Trucks. We'll have Thunder Trucks here. And the newer class that we've been running, that 305 modified class, we'll be running them. We'll be running all the classes both nights. So come Friday night, you're not going to miss anything. You'll see Saturday night. And the best way to do it is just hit both nights, and you'll get everything.
Yeah, absolutely. And we'll talk about the passes that you guys have made available to the spectators. I mean, it's a very convenient way to go about watching both races over the weekend. Harvey, let's talk about some of the local drivers. I know this may be the first race of the year here in the Castle Country, but it's not the first race of the season. And there's a lot of local guys who have made the rounds throughout the states, maybe even the Four Corners. They've had a lot of success in the early going.
Yeah, there are a few local drivers that have been racing over in Delta, Utah, down in Cortez, Colorado. Wyatt Howard, my boy, he's been doing good. He's got a win, a second place, and a couple of fourths and fifth. So he's doing great. I know Sean Parrish went to Delta when we was over there, and he did good over there, had a couple of car problems, but he's got that straightened out. We've got guys like Scott Gray that are from the local area that are going to be back out there and winning again. Steve Gray was running actually won one night, and Scott won the other night in Delta in the Sport Mods. Mickey Stubbings finished sixth and seventh in Delta, doing real good. And, Jeremy Birch there, he did good in the sport mod class over in Delta. So we've got plenty of local drivers that are going to be out there and running and pushing. And I know we've got a few others that are going to be running here for the first time this year. So just looking forward to the local drivers making it out and giving these guys from out of town a run for their money.
As far as the local track goes, I'm sure the locals are happy to know that Zane DeVilbiss is not competing this year in the IMCA Modifieds. Zane's run was incredible, Harvey. For like the 4 or 5 year span, this guy was nearly unbeatable here in the local area. This is going to open things up a little bit.
Right, it is. Zane's, for lack of a better way to put it, he's moved on to USMTS. He's been racing down in Texas and Oklahoma and Arizona and around there, doing good. He's up good in the points and USRA. So he just decided to do that. And we're going to keep on running IMCA here and keep pushing it. So, guys like Wyatt and Mickey, they're probably looking forward to maybe a win this year. And, it's going to be interesting to see. I know we're going to have Michael Hell here. He's committed to us. several of the other modified drivers. Brian Wardleman, always fast here. You know, there's going to be a bunch of them here. So,
again, our guest right now is Harvey Howard. He is the track owner at the Desert Thunder Raceway. Harvey, we'll talk a little bit about the raceway itself. Every driver that I have talked to, be it on this show or be it out at the track, they always mention that the Desert Thunder Raceway, it's one of the premier tracks that they visit each year. With you guys shortening up the schedule a little bit, how much more has that enhanced the experience for the drivers now that you guys only have maybe three races a season opposed to six or seven? Does it enhance the experience for the drivers, and does it allow you guys to do some other things to the track that you wouldn't have time to do otherwise?
Yeah, I think it does enhance the experience for everybody that comes into town. They make it more of a vacation stop instead of something they're doing every other week. You know, I've had a lot of good comments and whatnot on it. The track itself, you know, the track takes a lot of maintenance, and you know, we're working on it hard even right now. We've got a dozer out there doing some work, cleaning up from the rains and floods from last fall, and you know, getting that done. The guys at GCR Tire and that Dick out there, you know, they're getting us some equipment to make sure that we've got everything just right up here. And, you know, that the track's going to be in good shape. It always is. It's the widest track that we run on anywhere, probably by 20 feet or more. And, you know, we could actually run six wide if we needed to on this track. And you don't see that anywhere else. You see two or three wide. But the track is wide, it's fast, and guys like to come and run on it. And, you know, that's what they always tell me, and I appreciate them comments. We've worked hard on it to make sure that we get it right for them.
I kind of chuckle because we talk about two or three wide dirt track racing and people get excited. You just mentioned six wide racing on a dirt track. It's unheard of.
Yeah, they usually, like on your big shows, you'll see on TV or somewhere, you'll see a four-wide salute. One of our favorite things to do out here is a six-wide salute. So, you know, when they go six-wide before the start. So it's quite an interesting thing to see. It kind of, it gives you a perspective of how big the track actually is. And, you know, with the track being that big and wide, it's more forgiving. We generally don't tear up as many cars as you would on another track because there's plenty of room to race. There's more room to race, and you know, if you get a little bit out of shape, there's a way to get around you or through something. And you know, I think the guys really enjoy that, and they enjoy the atmosphere that they get when they come here. You know, Carbon County's always been some place that they've enjoyed coming and getting away. We're kind of a central spot, whether it's Colorado or, you know, the Uinta Basin or Wyoming, northern Utah now, Nevada. We're kind of central to most of the tracks in the region. And so it's a good melding pot for everybody to come here and have a good time. They love it.
Harvey, before I let you go, we do have to talk about the full schedule that you guys have set up. So we get a set of races in May, another set in July, and then we're back at it in September. So two races every other month at the raceway.
Yeah, we're going to be running May 19th and 20th, our first one next weekend, and July 14th and 15th will be our mid-year race. And then, of course, we'll always have the Castle Country Clash. It'll be on the 29th and 30th of September. You know, one of the biggest races that goes on in IMCA and in the West. So, a lot to look forward this year. We've got some good stuff going and some good contingencies for the racers that do show up. And just looking forward to it. Just getting moving and looking forward to it.
Harvey, always fun to get you on the show. Always fun to talk about the raceway. I know it's always exciting when we open up those gates once again. That's going to be next weekend. You guys have a variety of options for the spectators as well as far as purchasing tickets.
Yes, we do. The gates will open at 4 o'clock. Races will get started around 6 o'clock. maybe closer to 7 Friday night, but be on time at 6 Saturday night. And adults are $8 Friday and $10 Saturday. Seniors and kids 6 to 12 are $5 Friday and $6 Saturday. So that I think that's a pretty good deal. Under 6 is free. We also have the family pass that you can buy. That's $25 for a family of two adults and three kids up to the age of 16. So make sure that you know you're gathering your families up and coming out and having a good time. Now, if you want to be in the pits, you're welcome to be in the pits, and it's pretty affordable this year. Pit pass is only $15. You don't even need to be associated with a race car if you want to come in the pits. You just need to come in and get a pit pass. It's only $15 to get in the pits and have full access to everything. And if you're racing, the entry fee is only $35. And part of that really is brought to you by the Carbon County Office of Tourism. And they've helped with that lower entry fee. Trying to get people in from out of town, and really appreciate what them guys have done to help them promote the races. So come on out. We've got a great concession stand provided by Sherald's. You know, they do the best job that we've ever had done in the concessions, and great food. They'll be doing it again this year. So make sure you come out, eat dinner with us, and watch some races. It'll be a good time.
Always fun to catch up with you, Harvey. I really appreciate you taking out the time to join us today, and we'll talk again soon.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks, Jordan. I appreciate it.
That's definitely my pleasure. Again, that's Harvey Howard at the Desert Thunder Raceway. We've got a break for just a moment, but we do have more Drive Time Sports coming up right after this. We'll move over to the national scene when we return.